Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Steve Sparky, Fiverr, 1250 AM, The Fan, 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Timeout brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook. Bet on all your favorite sports 24-7. Enjoy over 70 self-service kiosks, wall-to-wall TVs, free parking, great food, and a full bar. Bet big, bet bold. Learn more at paysbig.com. Being joined now by former NFL GM Michael Lombardi. Can get his award-winning book now. Again, Football Done Right, setting the record straight on the coaches, players, and history of the NFL. Written by Michael Lombardi, three-time Super Bowl winning executive and strategist. Have it in my hand and definitely want to talk about this book for sure. Michael, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No, appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
Before we get to the book, I kind of want to get your thoughts on what this Packers team did this year. And how impressive, I guess, the job by Matt LaFleur was, considering the struggles they had during the year, how young the offense was, first-year starter in Jordan Love, and your perspective, I guess, outside looking in at this thing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I think they made great progress. I mean, if you go back to the early part of the season where they were protecting the quarterback and trying to make sure that he didn't make the plays that hurt them, to the end of the season where he was really the reason they were moving the football. And, of course, having Aaron Jones back certainly helped. So, you know, you got to give a ton of credit. I think the inconsistencies frustrated fans. It frustrated me, you know, losing to Tommy DeVito in New York, you know, losing to, you know, almost losing to Carolina, giving up 30 points there. But they peaked at the right time, and I think they're going to regret that game in San Francisco because they had every opportunity to win it. They just let that thing slip away. But I think it's a great start. And, you know, they can build off of what they did this year as they go into next year and face a good team like the Lions, you know?
When you look back at that Aaron Rodgers deal where they draft Jordan Love instead of kind of going for it that year, they drafted A.J. Dillon that year, DeGuara that year, and kind of were going for the future more than the present. Looking back at it now, is it hard to say that it wasn't the right thing to do for the Packers, or do you think maybe they still should have done something different?
No, I think, look, I think it's one of the biggest mistakes we make in pro football is we kind of lock ourselves in and don't give ourselves options. And part of the job that you have to do is give yourself an option, right? You got to give yourself a chance to decide on what could happen, right? And if you need a player, you know, if you need a player to come in, you know, or you're stuck paying a lot of money to a guy that perhaps, you know, doesn't value the money. He's just because you end up saying, well, you know, what will we do if we don't have this player? I think it's always good. I think you should draft a quarterback every year. Look, Kyle Shanahan drafts the kid in the seventh round when he's paid all the money up, you know, to He got Garoppolo under contract, paid all the stuff for Trey Lance, and they still drafted a quarterback. It's happened all the time. Go back to Seattle. Seattle signed Matt Flynn to a deal. They traded for Charlie Whitehurst. And then the third round, they drafted Russell Wilson, and boom, Wilson ends up being the best of them all. And so for me, I think it's the right thing to always draft a quarterback. And, you know, Aaron can get mad because they didn't tell him. Well, maybe that's true. Maybe they should have said something. But to me, I think it was the right thing to do.
I want to get your thoughts on this. The Packers, you know, get rid of Joe Barry, a defensive coordinator. They hired Jeff Hafley, the head coach at Boston College, to be their new defensive coordinator. He has some NFL experience. He was at Ohio State, Boston College. He's been around a while. As a general manager, would you prefer guys that were in the NFL at this point? Were you okay going the college route to bring somebody in? What was your thoughts on that?
Well, I think obviously it's a comfort level for Matt. Matt obviously and Jeff know each other. They've been together. So he wanted somebody that could be aggressive. He comes from he's with Greg Schiano, was with Mike Pettine, so he kind of has that background to him. I think this is the most critical hire of Matt LaFleur's career, because they've got a good team and they've got some really good defensive players. And with those defensive players, they could easily, you know, vault themselves into the upper echelon of the NFC if they get the right defensive coordinator. And Jeff hopefully is that guy, you know, and I think Matt has enough confidence into that. There were a lot of good defense candidates out there, you know, but I think he wanted to go in this direction. And I think this decision is going to determine the future of Matt LaFleur in Green Bay.
I want to get your perspective on being a general manager and your coaching staff. When Ted Thompson was the general manager of the Packers and he had Dom Capers and these different defensive coordinators, he would draft best football player available and then tell pretty much Dom, okay, make him work with what you're doing with your system. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, they draft guys that are made for their system of what they're running. The Packers seemingly have never really done that. Do you prefer one way over the other?
I was trained by Coach Walsh to scout inside out, not outside in. And so what he meant by that was, we're going to draft players that fit what we do. And we're going to draft players that fit within the structure. And then once we get the players, if they do other things outside of that, it's going to help us become even better. So I think the only way you can really draft effectively and build a team effectively is through drafting inside out. You know, the FBI doesn't look for a serial killer in the phone book. They have a profile of what they're looking for. It's the same thing with building a football team. You got to know what you want. What kind of team do you want? How do you want to build a team?
Yeah, no question about that. I want to talk about this division a little bit and then talk about Football Done Right, your new book that people can go out and buy today. This Bears conundrum that they got themselves in here with Justin Fields or taking a quarterback at one. As you've watched Justin Fields this year, what would you do?
I don't even think this is a hard decision. I mean, seriously, I don't understand how this has become such a hot topic. I mean, if you watch the Bears closely, they struggle to throw the football.
Yep.
Here's what I'll ask you a question. Did Justin throw the ball down the field more last year or this year?
Oh, I don't know. I guess if you look at his numbers, I think they're relatively close to being the same.
Well, he actually was better last year. He averaged 7.1 per attempt. This year he's at 6.9, and he had DJ Moore. I mean, they can't. They were 28th in the league and they were 27th in the league in attempts. They were 27th in the league in yards. I mean, they were 25th in the league in yards per attempt. Like, I don't understand it. The guy has got tremendous athletic skill, and you know, and we keep saying it's coming. Lamar Jackson in his first year took Baltimore that was out of the playoffs into the playoffs. C.J. Stroud had put the stamp on the Houston Texans, and everybody else thinks, oh, it can't happen. You know, it's give him more time. He's 10-28 as a starting quarterback in the National Football League. How much more time are we going to go?
I'm with you. I agree. It would be a no-brainer for me as well if I was in Chicago. What about Minnesota? They have a decision to make at their quarterback position. Kirk Cousins, I think, is going to be sought after by numerous teams, not just the Vikings this time around, because if the Falcons don't get a quarterback, you would think they would have interest in putting Kirk Cousins with what they have on that offense already, and they've got skilled players there ready to go. They just need a quarterback. How do you see this thing playing out for the Vikings?
Well, I think a lot of this is going to come down to how much does Kurt want to play. You know, who's going to pay and how much money above the money that Kurt's already made. At some point, you know, he's a really good player and he'll make any team better. But, you know, he's dug a hole for himself there in Minnesota where he took all the money and it made it really hard for the team around him. And so I think what Minnesota wants to try to do is keep winning, but I don't think they want to go down that devastating road where they're overpaying for a player. And he's a good player. Look, he would make Pittsburgh better. He'd make a lot of teams better. But at some point, the salary has to match the ability. And I know it's the quarterback position, and I know that's hard, but to me, you got to be really careful at that. And if it's close, I think he'll go back to Minnesota because I think he's comfortable there. But you hired Kevin O'Connell as your head coach, and if he's your head coach, you got to figure out a way to get another quarterback if he doesn't come back.
Are you a believer that Jared Goff can win a Super Bowl with the Lions?
You know, I think the team's got to be really good around them. I mean, let's go back to that game. When Goff, here's the thing that makes it so fascinating about the Detroit Lions, is they were a 50% team on fourth down. And they go for it more than any team in the league, and their quarterback can't make a play with his feet. But it's almost illogical that they do it, because they have to call the right play at the right time on fourth down to make it work. Because they don't, with Mahomes or with, you know, with Love or anybody, if the play breaks down, they're going to take off and go. Not Goff. And so for me, anytime he has to move right or left, like the one fourth down where he got pressure from Bosa and he had to move a little bit. Now, Raymond should have caught the pass, but it was not an accurate throw. Wasn't typical. To me, that's always going to be your concern. It's got to be right. It's got to be perfect. Can that happen all the time? Man, that's hard.
I got to talk about your book here. That's why you're on. Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL by Michael Lombardi. Lots of great stories, a lot of great stuff from inside the locker room and inside different organizations. But I'm convinced you hate the Packers. I'm convinced of it. I wasn't convinced of it.
No way.
Page 82. Why in the world is it necessary to bring up the Hadle trade in this book? There was no reason to put that story in this book, not whatsoever. You almost tried to shoot me in the heart when I saw the Hadle trade was put in here.
How can you say I hate the Packers? I am on a campaign to get Jack Vinici's name on the Packers Ring of Honor. Are you kidding me? This guy built one of the incredible teams of all time. Lombardi thanked him at the airport after he passed away and said we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Jack, and I can't get any movement to get him on the Ring of Honor. Like, how are they continually disrespecting this man? Well, they say he didn't have the GM title. Yes, he might not have had the title. He did all the work. The only reason Lombardi became a Packer was because of Jack Vinici. So I love the Packers. I grew up a Packer fan. I really did. Until Lombardi went to the Washington Redskins in 69, I was a Packer fan. I love them. But that trade, the Dan Devine trade, you got to talk about it. It broke my heart. Sometimes we have to learn from our mistakes.
It was just one of the worst trades in all of sports history, not just even Packers history, just in all of sports.
When you read the background of the trade, when you know he got traded for like reduced value the year before, and then the Packers paid what they paid, like it's a testimonial in stupidity.
Yes, it is. No doubt about it. What inspired you to write this book, Mike?
You know what inspired me? When we see Detroit, this past Sunday, Detroit, 30,000 people leave their home, leave their television, go to Ford Field, sit in uncomfortable seats, pay $20 to buy a beer, to be around other Lions fans. We think it's because, they must like Dan Campbell. They must like Jared Goff. They must like, you know, there's great history and tradition. Fox never talked to us about how great Buddy Parker was, what Buddy Parker did for the NFL, the two-minute offense, the two-minute defense, the nickel defense, his ability to put a corner as the third player on the field instead of a safety. I mean, the Lions uniform, the history of that team, the people were there because of the history, just like the Packers history, going back to Lambeau, going back to understand why Don Hutson was a Packer and not a New York Giant. I mean, the history of this game is so telling and it's so rewarding that I wanted to share it. And the example of last weekend that people don't even know is why I wrote the book, because I think there has to be more of awareness for this. Like Jack Vinici, like Packer fans should know there should be a campaign for Jack Vinici to honor this man, because you wouldn't have as many Hall of Famers. You would not be called Title Town if it wasn't for the work he did. Now, he didn't do it all. I'm not trying to say he's the reason. I'm saying he's part of the reason, and he should be honored. If Lombardi were alive today, Lombardi would demand his name be on that wall.
I was just about to ask you that. If Lombardi was alive, would you think he'd be in? And obviously you think he would be. Football Done Right. Again, it's a must-buy. Setting the record straight on the coaches, players, and history of the NFL, done by Running Press. And make sure to go buy your copy today. Michael, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.